It's time for the KHNS local news. I'm Jen Shelton. Today in the news, Haynes has a shy new band made up of brave old-timers. Rusty Fingers is their name. The group is geared toward people who at some point put down an instrument but want to pick it back up again. The secular string group meets on Tuesday nights for jam sessions at the Church of Latter-day Saints. This winter, retired Haynes local Greg Patsiki posted his bucket list online. One of the things on his list was to start playing guitar again.
When I was 12, I had 3 guitar lessons and had to go and play in a recital with about 100 parents watching. I played Bonanza. It petrified me, and I never played in public again.
Patsiki didn't expect his bucket list posting to strike a chord with so many others in the community.
I wanted to get together with other people who were too shy and afraid to play publicly or wanted to learn how to play an instrument or just were really rusty, you know, hadn't played in years or just really wanted to get with people to encourage each other to play and learn things and maybe eventually get so good that we could play at the fair or someplace in public. And I was surprised at the number of people who also had those same feelings.
Patsiki organized a meeting at a local coffee shop to gauge interest. He says about 8 people showed up. They decided to set a date for the next week in guitarist Shane Horton's garage. They all agreed to bring their instruments. For their first jam session, Patsiki put together a few songs, each made up of only a couple of chords. 9 people showed up with a mix of guitars and ukuleles. The group played music and talked about it afterward. They continued meeting each week on Tuesdays, and they kept adding more members. Patsiki says that one of the ukulele players, Mr. K, suggested the Mormon Church might be a better venue for the growing group. Last month, the group changed its Tuesday meeting time from mornings to nights. They now meet from 5 to 7 p.m. With the new hours, the group grew even more. Patsiki says the group is now at about 15 members. Shannon Spring says the new hours made it possible for him to join the Rusty Fingers. Spring works a 9-to-5 as an equipment operator for Haynes Public Works, but music is his passion. Spring's fingers are often blackened with grease, and they aren't quite as rusty as some of the other members. Spring studied classical guitar in college, and he told KHNS that he plays regularly with local bands, such as the Men of Mud and Trace Ambiance. He says he's, quote, by far the youngest member of the group. He wouldn't reveal his exact age, but for a ballpark figure, he told KHNS that he was born in the 70s. He says he's really enjoying his evenings with the Rusty Fingers.
And it's wonderful. It's like a dozen people who are returning to playing music for the most part. And it's like a drum circle, except for it's guitars and mandolins and ukuleles and banjos and basses. And it's really fun.
Spring says he played with a similar group of musicians when he lived in Ketchikan. It was in that group that he learned how to play stand-up bass. He said that learning bass created opportunities to play more and more music, especially in rural Alaska.
As is consistent with most small communities I've lived in, there are not many upright bass players, so I end up playing bass a lot more than guitar, especially when I play with other members of the community.
But Siki, the original organizer of the group, says that no matter how rusty or how well someone plays, everyone is welcome. He says he's delighted when skilled and well-oiled musicians join the Rusty Fingers because their expertise helps the group learn and get better. He says that he hopes that one day the group will feel confident enough to perform in public. He has interest in entertaining at Haynes Assistant Living, but he says that's only one drop in the bucket of dreams.
We're talking about maybe being good enough so we could play on the talent show or something at the fair. We have a long way to go. But
Patsiki's original personal goal, which was to relearn how to play his instrument while shedding off layers of shyness, is coming to light. And he says that the Rusty Fingers has opened himself up to more than just music.
Well, the interesting part is that not many of us, we know each other just because we're in the same town, but I wouldn't say that we were close with each other. We're kind of from all walks of life. Most of us have lived in Haynes for a long time. There's a few fairly new people, but it's bring many different personalities who share the same love of playing their instruments with other people. And it's just, you know, there's no politics or anything. We just all play our instruments and sing and have a good old time.
The group has practiced over 30 songs since they started meeting. When I ask Batsiki to name a few of them to give a feel for the style, his list is long.
500 Miles, Four Strong Winds, oh, Jambalaya, Maui.
Batsiki Hawaiian, says at this week's practice, Superman, the band had an exciting development. He says the group started to get serious with timing as they dusted off the old chords of Country Roads. That's it for the KHNS Local News. I'm Jen Chelton. You can find this story and learn how to access the KHNS News as a podcast at khns.org/news. This is KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan at 102.3 and translator K220 BK Skagway, Alaska at 91.9.